Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Hey, how's it? From Honolulu, Hawaii, you're listening to Free Inside, a radio program reaching out to the broken, the lost, and all you guys that are locked up or incarcerated. I'm Pastor Bulla Eastman. I'll be your host for this evening, and this could be your first time. E como mai? This could be your fifth time. How's it, boo? Or this could be your, like the Kapahula sisters, 7 short years. Thank you so much. But I know through all of these programs over the years that God will touch your heart through the Free Inside Pastors tonight. Now, it's my honor and it's my privilege to introduce you to my beautiful bride, my awesome wingless angel. But more notably, Hawaii's number one animal lover. It's Lady Lynn.
Hey, you know, I'm so excited. It's my first time in the studio back with Pastor Kimo. So it's almost like, you know, we're like a pack. We're a pack of upper room puppies.
Puppies.
Come on, boys, let's howl for Pastor. You know, it's a Freedom Friday. And you know that means Pastor Kimo, brothers and sisters. So mahalo for hearing the voice of the Lord telling you to tune in tonight to Free Inside on a Friday evening, because God wants to reach you. He wants to teach you. You know, Pastor Kimo's all about teaching, and he wants to speak to you, heal you, free you. And why? Because he loves you. Bulla?
Free Inside comes with pastors from all over the island of Oahu. Pastor Kawa Kwan.
Motivational Mondays.
Pastor Bird Mahilona.
Thankful Tuesdays.
Pastor Via First Lady Tamara Muasau.
Worship Wednesdays.
Pastor Barry Naoni.
Turnaround Thursdays.
Pastor James Kimo Williams.
Freedom Friday.
And last but never the least, Pastor Calvin Baker.
Put me in, coach. I'm the on-deck pastor.
Well, it is Freedom Friday, as Lady Lynn has said. I'd like to introduce you to Pastor James Kimo Williams from Life More Abundantly Island Church. And as Lynn and I say, that's our pastor.
Hey, praise the Lord. We would like to give shout-outs to all the prisons in Hawaii and all the inmates that listen to Free Inside at FDC, Halava, OCCC, Wa'ava, OCCC, Lamaka, to name a few. Special shout-out to Saguaro Prison in Arizona, where 1,800 Hawaii men are incarcerated, and the Arizona surrounding prisons, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, Florence, and other prisons that can listen to our radio program or podcast.
Hey, if you're on the internet or if you're checking your email, you can always go over to our website, freeinsideministry.org. We've remodeled and renovated it. We brought it into the 20th century. It's beautiful. And we've got a donation tab right there. If the Lord so moves you to make a one-time donation or become a monthly partner, we'd appreciate that. And just a reminder that our pastoral team has agreed that we're in this for the outcome and not for the income.
That's right.
But along the way, we have these things called paydays. Now, I know I lost about 8 of you right there because you think I'm telling a story.
It's not about money.
When we get mail in the post office box that we have, that's our payday. Or payday. When we see you on the outside, we're able to break bread and share a meal. That's payday.
Payday.
Well, I'm glad you asked for the address, because it is P.O. Box 89253. P.O. Box 89253. That's Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. Well, it's been a while, but
we love to call your name. It's something we cannot explain. That happens when we proclaim your great name. Your great name is
we love to.
And that's the name of Jesus. Welcome home, Pastor Kimo. So good to see you on this side of the board.
Hey, good to be back. Hey, the fellas.
Bless
y'all, man.
Welcome back.
All right. Well, I know you got a great message, powerful word that you've prepared for this evening, and we're going to start this off with a song that you've chosen. Lord, You Are Good, and it is Todd Galbraith. This is a great song, guys.
Yes.
You want to listen to the lyrics of this. First time I heard this song, and I'm already hooked on this song, guys.
Yes.
I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for You, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, still took two steps forward and you took five steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today. You've been so good to me. Let's go out here, everybody. Lift up your voice.
So Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough.
It's because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you.
Somebody say, even if I try,
even if I try, God, you've been so good,
so good
to me.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, lift up those voices and declare today,
Lord, you are good.
You've been so good.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, it's so good to have everybody in the upper room this evening. And, you know, it is Freedom Friday, Pastor. But, you know, it was just listening to that song. There's so much craziness going on in the world. But, you know, it just makes me remember the verse that says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. That's for each and everybody listening tonight, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. You know, I'm so honored, and it's always humbling, pastors, when we can share the word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's never about us. And what I love about God, and he reminded me, pastors, throughout the Bible, whenever there was trouble and chaos, he would always send his mouthpiece. We call them prophets, but all of us are prophetic when we speak in God's word. He would always have a voice. I heard Pastor Baker say this earlier, of encouragement, to encourage. And we've just been seeing shootings and killings like never before. So we want to get started, but how do we start? He sends Judah first.
That's right.
It may not be payday, but it is praise day. So let's take about 30 seconds. Come on, wherever you at. Come on, let's give God a praise. Come on, lift up your praise. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of his people. The psalmist said, you've been so good. But notice when he was saying that, Pastor Baker, when he was making that song and writing it, it was a harsh time in his life. And what God is saying now, regardless of what's going on in this world, I'm still good.
That's right.
That's why we say God is good.
Yes, he is all the time.
When?
All the time.
We treat him like some of the time.
That's
but
right.
God is good all the time, regardless of what's going on in this sin sick secular society, regardless of what's going on in the White House, God is still good.
Hallelujah.
And so he says, you've been so good.
Yes.
And we need to be able to confess that regardless of what we're going through in our bodies, if we're married, regardless of what we're going through in our marriage, pastors,
mm-hmm.
in our churches,
right.
we got to sound the alarm that God is good. Now, I didn't know this, but Lady Lynette, you posted a video of me preaching at our old church. I
yes,
think it was
sir.
2016.
Yeah.
In the meat of that message, God spoke to me so clearly. He had spoken to me and said, Satan is getting too much credit.
That's right. You're right.
He needs to say, I'm a
That's
jealous
right.
God.
That's
because
right.
all we really hear is the devil busy, the devil busy. Well, it's time for us to flip.
That's
God
right.
is good. God, you mean to tell me God ain't doing nothing
that's
at
that's
all?
That's
no,
that's
God is doing. People
right.
are still
that's
being
right.
saved.
That's
people
right.
are still
that's
being
right.
healed.
That's
but
right.
if we be quiet and just talk about what the devil's
that's
doing,
right.
God says, I'm a jealous God.
That's right.
So I want to make a plea today. Stop talking about what the devil's
that's
doing
right.
and start
right.
talking about what God has
that's
already
right.
done.
That's
because
right.
I came by to tell you, nobody that's already defeated can defeat you.
Ah,
and
right
my
there.
Bible tells me he hung his head and he said it was finished. Then he died, went to hell, spent 3 days, slapped Satan in his face, took the keys of death and hell, and the Bible says he rose with all power. I don't know about y'all, but
that's
that
right.
gets me excited.
That's
I'm sorry,
right.
I ain't no quiet pastor. I can't put on a front. This
on,
is just
right.
what you get.
That's
I
right.
try to slow down and teach,
right.
but boy, it's like fire shut up
that's
in my
right.
bones.
That's
because
right.
Jesus said I rose with all power.
That's
that
right.
means the devil ain't got no power.
Raise
and so
right.
why would someone that's already defeated keep defeating us?
Come on.
Right.
We got to talk more about Jesus.
That's
we
right.
got to
you're
talk talking about foolishness and what
right
the world is doing. What about God has already done?
That's
and
right.
the Bible says, since the days of John the Baptist
that's
until
right.
now, the
kingdom
of heaven suffers so, violence, but now the violent woo! Take it by force.
That's
we
right,
got
that's
to
right,
raise
that's right, that's
up
right.
on the devil. We got
oh,
to
right.
let people right. know in our churches that God is still good. You're going to go through some bumps in the road.
That's right.
But notice a speed bump in the road is not designed to make you stop.
That's
it's
right.
It's only designed to make you slow down.
Right.
It's
that's
some
right.
things that God will even allow in your walk
that's right.
to make you slow down, but it ain't designed for you to stop. Get up, my brother, my
get
sister.
Up.
Get off your bunk where you at and
that's
incarcerated
right.
and lift your hands and give God a praise.
That's
your,
right,
even
right
your incarceration hadn't stopped what God uh-huh. want to do, because I sit next to a man with a
that's
third
right.
grade education
hallelujah.
That was in the prison system by the name of James Byrd Milona,
right.
and now
right.
he owns
that's
houses.
Right.
His business
that's
is
right.
booming. Don't tell me
that's
that
right.
an incarceration or something
right.
bad happened to you in your youth can stop
that's right,
you.
That's right, that's right.
So I
want to
release
right
this word, but I want to encourage you. The psalmist said, Lord, you've been so good. And
yes.
that's your confession if you're on a deathbed, if cancer is eating your body up, if your kids ain't acting right, if your marriage is not where it want to be, if your money ain't right.
That's right. Here
if
you go. Here you go.
Listen, if your church ain't growing like you think it should,
that's right.
that doesn't stop God
that's
from
right.
being who he
come
is.
On,
you
oh,
ought
yes,
to get him,
yes,
God, you
yes,
are good.
Right.
Come on, let me just hear
yes,
it.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
you
yes,
are
yes,
good.
Yes,
he
yes,
just,
good.
He wrote
yes,
that
yes.
song, Baker.
That's
it wasn't predicated. He said, this is the worst time.
That's right.
He said, I'm going through some things.
That's right.
God, why would you want me to release this for he can get the glory?
That's right.
So I want to talk to you coming from John 16. Pastor Baker, will you please read John 16:33 in the Amplified version for me, sir?
Amen. And it reads as thus, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation
uh-huh.
right and there. Distress
Come on.
And sufferings.
Yeah.
But be encouraged.
Woo.
I have overcome the world.
My
right there.
God. Thank
right
you,
there.
Pastor Baker. That's why I love that amplified.
Yes.
You know, you act like you have a radio.
Yes.
Amplified.
Got
an
amplified.
Yes,
sir.
Come on, Bula. Come
in
on,
the
Bula.
Jesus book. It says, I want to tell you guys all this stuff so your hearts can rest inside because you guys stay tight with me. The people inside the world, they're going to make you guys suffer.
Mm-hmm.
But make strong. I am the winner over all the power inside the entire world.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Let me close it with the New King James Version. Thank you, pastors. It says, Pastor Baker, Pastor Byrd, it says, these things
yes.
have I spoken to you.
Uh-huh.
Now, remember that. That's important. That in me you may have peace. Now, I don't know about y'all, but let me pause there. That
yes,
means
sir?
There's no peace outside of him.
That's right. You're right there.
Not the true peace.
That's right.
Because he said, in me. We talked about
that's
that, Baker.
Right.
Not on me.
That's
but
not.
He said, in me
in
you
me.
May have peace. And then he says this, Facebook Live, in the world you will have tribulation.
That's
you know
right.
what I love about Jesus? And I don't know why, if we following Jesus, we should do the same thing. People get it mixed up, Bula.
That's
Jesus
right.
wasn't a sugarcoating preacher.
No, he wasn't.
He looked at his
That's
congregation.
Right. That's right.
Y'all better catch this. I ain't never heard it. I heard the Holy Spirit. He looked at his congregation and said, in this world, you're going to have some tribulation.
You're going to
you think about that.
That's
we
right.
need water stuff down. People
right.
are going to go through stuff. Jesus
That's
didn't
right.
tell us it was going to be easy.
He didn't
but
say
he
it.
Came back and he said, but be of good cheer.
That's
this
right.
is the verse. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I don't know about y'all, but that's good news to me today.
Yes.
We pray for El Paso. We pray for Ohio. But listen, it's just not Ohio and El Paso.
That's right.
Those things on a large scale. It's stuff going on
that's
that the
right.
devil is
Everywhere.
Doing every day.
Everywhere.
And why you're not. And
Everywhere.
Why he
there you
won't.
Go. There you
and
go.
Ever be
you're right,
all
sir.
Over
you're
the
right.
world because Jesus gave us his M.O. Now, I want to say something. When I was studying this, God said this to me. Bula, we getting bent out of shape. About what the devil is doing, but he's been doing this since the beginning.
No, that's right.
That's right.
Since the garden.
So we shouldn't
yeah.
run and pray now
yeah.
because a school got shoot up.
That's right.
We should have been praying
before.
When we first
yeah.
got saved.
That's right.
Because the Bible says in the beginning
that
cunning dog
yeah.
start causing problems.
That's right.
So
in the
Satan
beginning.
Been doing it. Watch this.
That's right.
He's just changing up his methods a
that's
little
right.
bit.
Yeah.
It's still the
yep.
same message. Listen mm-hmm. to me. John 10:10, the thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy.
Oh,
it's the
right
same
down.
Thing. He just changed the
that's
message.
That's right.
Get somebody to fly a plane
yep,
into the
yep,
crazy
yeah, 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 yeah.
He'll get somebody to shoot their mama. He'll
yep.
change his method, but his message will
it's
never change. He's coming to steal, kill, and destroy. So we don't get goosebumps
That's
because
right.
we see some people getting shoot up.
Yep.
We should have been praying before that. We're not reactive. We should be proactive.
That's
because
right.
I'm in the text.
That's
right.
Pastor Baker, he said, in this world, you shall have tribulation.
He already told us.
Now, I need to,
That's
as
right.
Bula said, since Bula then told me, I think it was Lynette, he said, I'm a great teacher. So let me show down for a minute and teach you something. Tribulation.
Yep.
When you study words, T-R-I is three.
Mm-hmm.
Tribulation. Am I right?
That's right. You're right there, sir.
Pastors,
you're
am
right
I
there?
Preaching
yeah,
that
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So watch this. Where do we find try in the Bible? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I want us to look at Matthew chapter 7 real quick.
Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 7.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this, pastors. Matthew chapter 7, because he said, in this world, you shall have tribulation.
Yep, yep, yep.
But then he tells us to be of good cheer.
That's right.
Now watch this in verse 24.
Uh-huh.
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, I want you to get this. Therefore, whosoever hear these sayings of mine.
Uh-huh.
Y'all see how that starts?
That's
Come
right.
on, Pastor. Y'all
right.
see how
yeah,
that
yeah,
starts?
Right there.
Now notice what I just read. Watch this, Bula. In John 16:33, he said, these things have I spoken unto you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What Jesus is saying, help me, Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. He's saying, I'm already preparing you for the tribulation by what I say.
That's right. Yeah.
And what I say, if you receive what I say, even though the tribulation's going to come,
That's
it
right.
ain't going to harm you.
That's right.
So
That's
look
right.
at the rest of the text. Let
there
me qualify
go.
That.
Yeah,
he said, therefore, whosoever hear these sayings. Now watch this. Hear, that means he had to say something.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Remember John 16:33? These things have I spoken unto you.
That's right.
That if you receive what I say, even though the tribulation going to come, it ain't going to touch you.
Right.
So watch this. Look at the rest of the text. Bula.
Yeah, here we go.
I gotta say that, and
That's
does
right.
them.
Yep.
The reason so many people can't handle the chaos is because they don't do what Jesus say.
Right.
Oh, let me say that again.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
I know
yeah, yeah,
y'all
yeah,
were
yeah.
just smiling.
Right.
I can see you in your car. You was rolling and smiling on Freedom Friday.
That's
you
right.
were texting people to turn on
That's
the radio.
Right.
But the problem with God's people, he's already gave us a prepared
That's
word
right.
for
That's
the storm.
Right. That's right.
When I first got here, they said tsunami. Man, I'm from Georgia. What is a tsunami? I saw lines long as this. I went in Walmart. Wasn't no water.
That's right.
I said, you won't get me again. Because why? Watch this. People that knew about the storm was able to prepare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's only the ones that don't know
That's
everything
right.
is good. So now when I know, I understand tsunami. Now y'all ain't hear me because people begin to tell me what tsunami mean. Put a little water back. Put a little vine
yeah.
of sausage here. Put a little something there. So I always have a stash now. But Baker, when I first came on the scene in Hawaii,
yeah.
listen to me, church folk. We shouldn't be blind because Jesus already told us the
already.
Storms of life
That's
are coming.
Right.
And we should already be prepared.
Right,
so
right.
when Satan act up, it ain't crazy to
That's
us.
Right.
He said, think it not strange. That's what
right.
the scripture said. When you fall into these fiery trials and tribulation.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus says, I'm giving you a word ahead of time, Lynette.
That's right.
Calvin, I'm giving you a word ahead of time. Baker, I'm giving you a word ahead
That's
of time.
Right.
Bird, I'm giving you a word ahead of time. Gigi, I'm giving you a word ahead of time.
That's right.
Facebook Live, I'm giving you the word ahead of time. And I need you to be of good cheer, meaning we shouldn't be walking around all sad. We should be telling people about Jesus Christ.
That's
Listen,
right.
if Satan does something, Bird, and we all walking around sad, then that's no justice to God. That's right. Why Jesus said, trouble gonna come, but be of good cheer. Now, I love what Jesus said. He didn't tell us to be of good cheer just to be of good cheer. He comes back and ended by saying, because I already overcame
that.
You're
right there.
So as long as you with me, listen, the Bible says that Jesus was tempted at all points, yet he did not sin. Meaning he came into this world, and everything that the devil throwed at him, he backed it up.
He didn't
quit. So he says, when you got me, you know how you roll with somebody and they tell you they got it?
That's
what Jesus, come on now.
Listen
to me, everybody of you. Jesus saying, if you with me, I got it. You ever went out to eat with somebody and you know you didn't have that much money?
I got you.
And you sitting there sweating, wondering who's going to pay for it. And all of a sudden, somebody pull out their credit card and say, I got it. Yeah. I came by to tell you today, regardless of what it looks like, Jesus said, I got it. I already took care of that. Come on, somebody.
The Bible said
a price. I know I'm preaching this right.
He said
the price has already been paid.
That's right. Don't
tell me Jesus ain't got it. He already swiped the credit card on Satan's head. And he said, I got it. I done took care of it. Old Bird did this. Pastor Will did that. He said, I got it. He already swiped the credit card of heaven. And he said, a debt has already been paid.
That's why we can be of good cheer.
Right. Why are we sad when a man came and died for our sin and swiped this credit card for all of our debt? And he said, it's already been paid. Oh, I get fired up when it comes to my Jesus. Because I'm tired of hearing about Satan busy and Satan doing this, Satan that. Well, what Jesus has already done, we ought to tell the people from the rooftop that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the lily in your valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is the one that was and is to come. Don't stop talking about Jesus Christ. He said, these things have I spoken unto you. Now look what he says. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man. Listen, fellas, who built his house on a rock.
Here it is.
What did I say? Tribulation, Bert.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And the rain descended. Somebody said one.
One.
The floods came.
Two.
And the winds blew.
Three.
That's the tribulation. Anytime a storm come, Jesus said, this is how the storm is going to come. It's going to come in tribulation. That's why a lot of times, hear me, it seems like, man, I'm going through so much. But it's just the tribulation.
That's right.
Sometime one will come. Sometime two will come. But sometime in people's life, all three storms going to hit at the same time.
That's right.
And that's why people say, it seems like I'm going through straight hell. But Jesus said, you're going to make it. Watch this now, because I'm still in the text. And it said, and beat on that house. Oh, I need to preach this
for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Baker, help me. Yeah. Have the storms of life ever hit fishers of men?
Yeah.
But he's still standing. Baker, help me. Have the storms of life ever hit Bethlehem or El Shaddai?
Yes, come on.
But you're still standing. Come on. Abula, has the storms of life ever hit free inside?
Hallelujah.
You ought to give God a praise.
Because
I'm talking to somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many people watching on Facebook Live know the storms of life has hit you, but yet you're still standing? Because I'm still in my text. It said, and beat up on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. I ain't talking about no little pebble that you found on Ever Beach Corner at the beach. I'm talking about the rock of all ages. The Bible says before time, he already died for us before the foundation of the world. I'm talking about a massive rock that can't be broken. I'm talking about a massive rock that can't be moved.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is that rock. But I need to tell you something, because I want to pull a few people out of the pit today.
All right.
Watch this. But then he said, that was a wise man.
Notice
verse 26, pastors.
That's right.
But everyone who hears these sayings of mine
and does
not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand.
That's right.
Watch this. The same storm came.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Watch this, though. This is what it says. And beat up on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall.
But watch
this, Baker. This is easy for me, Bird. The same storm hit the houses.
That's
one
right.
house stood, one stopped standing. Listen, don't let the world fool you.
That's right.
Because the word was before the world.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And those that are in the world, listen to me. I want to teach. You got to drop the L.
You're right there.
If you're in the world, W-O-R-L-D, if you drop the L, what you left with?
Word.
That's right.
And when he said, be not conformed to this world, drop the L. and you get into the word. That's it doesn't matter what the world is doing. Jesus Christ has already overcome. He says, these things have I spoken. Now I see why he said that. These things have I spoken. So what he spoke to me, he's saying obey it. Because now when the tribulation comes, you're going to be standing because you obeyed what I said.
Hallelujah.
It's only the people that are still being disobedient to God that when the storms of life come, they're going to tear you up. He didn't say we wasn't going to go through the storm, but he said, I'm giving you an advance word. Somebody help me. I'm letting you know ahead of time that you're going to go through some stuff. But if you just obey what I say, I heard Bird talk about the lost sheep and how they begin to throw a party because one sheep came back and God interjected this in me. It seemed like, and I'm not saying that because we all, but it seemed like souls has been an afterthought.
Hallelujah.
We're about more partying in church than souls. And then Baker came and told us about Job, that even though he went through some stuff, he got double for his trouble. So let me pray for you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Because we're not going to get the enemy. Somebody saying, give me the enemy no room.
Father,
I thank you that we exalt your voice over every evil voice. You foul spirit, you perverted spirit, we counsel you in the name of Jesus. You will not commit suicide. You shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We take authority over every demonic force and every voice that's not of Jesus Christ. Jesus, thank you for speaking to us in the storm. And even you woke up in the middle of the storm and said, peace be still. Because you're not just speaking peace, you are peace. That's why we know you as the Prince of Peace. So God, we pray now that you will bring peace over every listener, over every watcher, over every church, over every believer, to let us know even though shootings and craziness occur, you're still on the throne.
Thank you,
God, and we give you glory. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Powerful man.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Pastor. Hallelujah.
You've got a lot of meat to chew.
Hallelujah.
All over the weekend. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey, you've got to know by now, you're too blessed
Hallelujah.
To be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey, we'd love to stay, but it's Friday, so we gotta go. So,
hallelujah.
Ahoo-ee-ho.
Hallelujah.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.